Comment tonight on the trouble at Kent State. Here is a late report. Vice President Agnew, in a Washington speech, blamed the Kent State tragedy on what he called the smug purveyors of mockery and scorn who back revolution with a cultured voice.
In several recent speeches, I've called attention to the grave dangers which accompany the new politics of violence and confrontation, and which have found so much favor on our college campuses. Those dangers were not imaginary, and today at a state college in Ohio, the powder keg exploded, resulting in tragedy that was predictable and avoidable.
Agnew charged many men in power are responsible for a barrage of cynicism.
They can be found in every segment of society that helps to form the opinions of society at large, in the universities, in the media, in government, in the great professions. They are, for the most part, articulate and possessed of that smugness that comes only when one is dogmatically certain of one's essential rightness.
This philosophical, intangible violence, said Agnew, is aimed at tearing down reason, tradition, and respect.
I think it was